Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Friday, 9th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian markets are likely to open marginally higher as the SGX Nifty indicates a positive start for the broader index after opening the session at 18,744 points. SGX futures touched a high of 18,798 in early trade. The BSE Sensex lost 294 points to close at 62,848 points on Thursday, while the Nifty 50 closed 91 points lower at 18,634. The Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 18,398 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. The Nifty may get support at 18,614, followed by 18,576. If the index advances, then 18,738 will be the key resistance level, followed by 18,776. US markets. US stock futures are slightly lower after the S&P 500 notched its highest close for 2023. Dow Jones Industrial Average futures fell by 54 points or 0.16%. S&P 500 futures dipped 0.12%, while Nasdaq 100 futures inched down by 0.08%. DocuSign shares jumped 5% in extended trading after the electronic agreements firm beat analysts' first quarter expectations on the top and bottom lines. Wall Street added to its recent rally during Thursday's regular session, with the S&P 500 posting its highest close level this year. The broader index climbed 0.62% to 4,293, just shy of a key threshold 4,300. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 168 points or 0.5% in its third straight day of gains. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1.02%. European markets. European stocks continued to trade flat on Thursday, reflecting uncertain global sentiment. The Pan-European Stock 600 index provisionally closed flat, with sectors spread across positive and negative territories. Telecom stocks led losses with 1.1% downturn, while gains were led by 1.2% uptick in auto stocks. The FTSE index closed 0.32% lower at 7,599 points. DAX closed 0.1% higher at 15,989 points. Asia Pacific opened higher on last trading session of the week after the S&P 500 hit a new high for 2023 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average saw a third straight day of gains. A key focus for next week would be US Federal Reserve's policy meeting on 13th and 14th of June, especially after jobless claims increased more than expected to their highest level since October 2021. This is a potential sign that labor market is softening up after more than a year of interest rate hikes. Asia investors will also be watching out for China's consumer price index for the month of May, after the country saw its inflation rate sink to just 0.1% in April, its lowest level since November 2020. Producer prices, meanwhile, are expected to fall by 4.3% in May, according to a Reuters survey, which would mark the lowest since mid-2016. RBI's approval for FLDG. The Reserve Bank of India has approved the First Loss Default Guarantee Program, or the FLDG program, which is a popular product that fintechs in the country use to form partnerships with banks and non-banking financial companies. The RBI had said in its digital lending guidelines last year that it was not opposed to the idea of FLDG. This is the first time that the banking regulator has explicitly approved such a product. However, the RBI has capped the FLDG amount at 5% of the total loan value. Kotak Mahindra Bank in focus. Canadian state-owned Canada Pension Fund will sell a 1.66% stake in Kotak Mahindra Bank, sources told CNBC TV18. Currently, Canada Pension Fund holds 4.3% equity in Kotak Mahindra Bank. The fund's 1.6% stake is valued around $754 million. According to people familiar with the development, the fund is selling the shares at a price band of 1792 to 1886 rupees per share, which translates up to a 5% discount on the current market price. Despite this FII selling, Novama research calculations suggest that it is unlikely the MSCI or the FTSE will increase Kotak Bank's weight in the index. This is because foreign limit in the stock is already capped at 55% and there is no scope of foreign headroom. Dollar and gold. The dollar index traded 0.72% lower in futures at 103.35 level, whereas the value of $1 is currently hovering near 82.5 rupees. Gold prices climbed 1% on Thursday after data showed that US weekly jobless claims surged last week, cementing expectations that the Federal Reserve will pause its interest rate hiking cycle soon. Spot gold rose 1.4% to $1,967 per ounce. US gold futures gained 1.2% to $1,982. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors or FIIs bought shares worth 212 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors sold shares worth 405 crore rupees on 8th of June. This is according to the provisional data from National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Deepak Jasani, Head of Retail Research at HDFC Securities. He talks about the sectors he's bullish on and his takeaways from the recent earnings season. Let's listen in.
Despite having a high base of Q4 FY22, on an overall basis, the Q4 FY23 numbers were good. While Q4 FY22 numbers reflected top-line growth due to high-cost pass-through effect, some volume growth resumption along with cost reduction was seen in Q4 FY23. Metals, IT and pharma stocks pulled down the overall growth numbers, while banks auto helped boost growth rates. Fall in commodity costs and freight helped margins to expand, even as sellers went gradual in passing over the benefit of low costs. Management commentaries broadly have been optimistic, hinting at the beneficial impact of falling commodity prices and improving demand dynamics. Although some concern due to the possible El Nino pattern was also mentioned by some company managements. Divergence among results of corporates has continued, with a few hundred stocks amounting to a large portion of the gains, with a large majority of stocks displaying deteriorating performance. Going forward, infra, capital goods, BFSI and auto sectors could be in limelight ahead of the next elections, although there are some concern areas in each of these sectors. Infra and capital goods so far have been dependent on government spending, and we expect this to continue. There is also a hope that private capex may resume soon. BFSI will benefit out of growing formalization and improving economic growth. Within auto, we are bullish on CV and PV sector to an extent, while two-wheelers and tractors may be a little sluggish. A normal to near normal monsoon will help revive the rural demand. While valuations are of means, stocks are not cheap, going by historical standards, they are not very expensive either. If we do not see any turmoil in the US economy or currency, and the geopolitical situation also does not deteriorate, we can look forward to a decent Q1 from India in going forward.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you next week at the same time.